Well, New Zealand needs more foreign workers, not less. That is the latest prediction from leading economic development agency Infometrics. Its chief forecaster, Gareth Kiernan, warns a labour shortage is already hampering our economy in key areas, and it will only get worse if a government, any government, cracks down on immigration after the election. So joining me now to discuss this is former Reserve Bank Governor Don Brash. Good morning to you, Dr. Brash, and do you agree with the prediction?
Good morning, Andrew. No, I don't. Well, yes and no. Economists always say yes and no. On the one hand, this, on the one hand, that. But reality is, if immigration is cut back quite sharply, total growth may well reduce. But total growth isn't what affects most New Zealanders. What affects most New Zealanders is economic growth per person, or per capita. And there's quite a lot of evidence emerging, I think, that a very high rate of immigration, and we have a very high rate of non-citizen immigration by international standards, is in fact adversely affecting growth in income per capita. I should just comment on that briefly. New Zealand now has the highest rate of non-citizen immigration, targeting about 45,000 non-citizens per year, of any developed country except Israel. It's much bigger than the American immigration program, much bigger than the UK immigration program. It's a very large program by international standards. And what that means is that we have to spend a lot of our available savings on what economists call capital widening, more houses, more schools, more roads, more hospitals, not capital deepening, which means more capital per worker.
Yes.
And one of the reasons why our growth in productivity and therefore our growth in real wages has been so very disappointing for some years. So I think the country would be better off, or at least workers would be better off, if there was a much lower level of non-citizen immigration.
But if we actually reduce the number of immigrants, that economic growth globally, you know, or for the whole nation will decrease. And there is a risk of inflation, isn't there? Because you just do not have enough workers. Everything starts to cost a lot more.
I see that's what Infometrics is contending. But certainly when I was at the Reserve Bank, we used to regard a high rate of immigration as more likely to be inflationary than deflationary. Why? Because when a worker comes into the country, or a person comes into the country, they want immediately house, car, furniture, clothing, etc. So they add more to demand than initially they add to supply. So I don't buy the argument that if we cut back on immigration that we would get inflationary pressures. We're much more likely, I think, to get deflationary pressures.
Okay, so you and Infometrics don't actually see completely eye to eye, but what it is saying to us is that we need more trained and skilled New Zealanders.
Well, yes, that's right. That's certainly true. And there's plenty of evidence that businesses do have difficulty finding New Zealanders willing to work. I was at a function last night with a business saying they just cannot find people willing to work. No question about that. You cut back on the immigration program, however, but you also and that reduces supply of workers, but it also reduces the demand for workers. We don't need to build so many houses, so many roads, so many schools, etc.
It's it's the balance, isn't it? It's the complex problem. It's an economy. And Dr. Don Brash, I thank you for your experience and your insight there. Dr. Don Brash, former Reserve Bank Governor. This is News Talk ZB.